This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. All hail the saviors of upstate morning radio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Let's get into the sack.
Mail's in.
Our sacks are about to overflow because we gotta be below the Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout, you won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear and we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
I like leading you down one road and grabbing you by the neck and pulling you on another one. It's Jimmy's birthday today. I was alluding to that.
Is it still?
It is still your birthday.
Yeah, it's been my birthday for like hours.
Would you like if yesterday had been your birthday, all snowed in?
No.
Or not snowed in, but you know.
No, because I want to see people on my birthday.
Well, that and plus all the focus was about snow. And, you know, today's focus can be about you, your damn birthday.
Yes, I like that better. Yeah. I do.
That's the present. You don't have to see anybody.
We have a gift to give you right now. We have that announcement to make.
Yeah, the guy earlier that won the mystery prize, now it can be announced.
We can
it's
now
official.
Tell him what he won.
Tell him what he won, Stink. The guy won something and has no clue what he won because we couldn't say.
You want me to tell him? I'll tell him.
Tell him.
Congratulations, you won tickets to see WWE live at Bon School Wellness Arena on Sunday, February 24th.
That's right, the WWE live Road to WrestleMania tour.
Sweet.
That's right there for Mania, brother.
Yeah, it is, man.
He's setting it up.
Yeah, and we'll have tickets to that all week long right here on TRG.
You know who I want to meet, who I've become a big fan of real quick? Mm-hmm. Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch is the man.
She's badass.
That's what they call
her. Her nickname
the man.
Is the man.
Oh, okay,
the man.
That makes sense.
Does it?
No.
It kind of does.
It's odd, but that's her catchphrase is, I'm the man.
Okay.
She's not the man.
Her shirts just say the man.
Got like the most genuine, like the most genuine thing I've seen since Stone Cold, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
She's good.
Yeah, she's what? Real good. TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. That's the mail sack. Let's get right into this. I thought this was an interesting question, and I will let everyone else comment first. Rise Guys, do any of you have a favorite P1 or favorite P1s? I mean, you don't have to say any names, but do you have some P1s that you know well and like, or any that you really, really don't like very much at all? I'm just curious. Don't really know you. I've never called in. This is my first email, to be honest. I was just wondering. Thank you, guys. I mean, for the show, it's great. I don't get that. Thank you, guys. I mean, for the show, it's great. P1 Hobby Horace. Horace, as in Horace Hogan. Horace.
Horace Hogan, jeez.
Yes and yes.
You think of Horace Hogan, not Horace Grant.
Right. Paige, do you have any favorite P1s?
Yeah, I have, like, P1 Zinni.
What, Jesus?
I mean, I love her.
Well, I know, but the email said you don't have to say any names, but you chose to.
Well, of course, we all love her because she's so great. I mean, she's just a wonderful person.
Speak for yourself. Well, I love her.
I mean, I just love her. So
if it wasn't for Broken Halo, I'd marry her up.
I know.
I would.
I like the ones that call in and try to disguise their voices or
Crooked Halo. Excuse me.
Give the phone to somebody else when they want to play games.
I mean, old Kev.
Yeah, old Kev. Right.
Those are fun.
A birthday card from the Zennies.
I did too.
That's good. They do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You gave it to me. You knew that.
Yeah, I knew that. They sent it to me.
Right.
Yeah. To give to you.
Yes. We're not that close. I don't give her my home address. She has 9, so.
She'll get it.
Not because why she didn't ask for it.
Well, they'll give it to her.
They stayed at my house the night of birthday bash.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 is really odd with it. Like, I remember a post that, because I don't have Facebook, somebody screenshot this and sent it to me. His name is Fatboy. And 9 says, hey, I've made or got 5 pounds of barbecue. Anybody want some? Come over to my house for dinner tonight. And I don't know if you really meant that. I think you really meant that.
Oh, absolutely. People don't think I mean that, but yeah, I mean, my dog hasn't had many visitors lately, and she loves people.
Oh, I thought you said dog.
I didn't.
I beg your pardon.
Inga loves company, and like she hasn't had any in months, really. My buddy Ryan came over like the first Saturday in October. I haven't had a house guest since. I'm not kidding.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, like, you haven't offered to come get me and bring me over.
I'm like, right. I'm like Fat Boy, except I don't like it this way.
Yeah. The landlord doesn't even stop by?
No, because I pay the rent on time.
But luckily, he has to go pay and Travis Rest.
On the way to.
On the way
really?
To.
Yeah.
Works out.
You have to make about a 90-second detour on the way to Matt's house the last 2 months.
Miss a nine, pay mine too.
He holds his.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's see how that works.
He's still paying the mortgage, but he owns his. One day, maybe. He don't die first.
I want you to know that I have some favorites and I have some that I don't prefer.
Absolutely, we all do. I imagine we'd all honestly say that.
Yeah, but I the fact that the ones that I don't prefer, the ones like the people on Twitter, like yesterday, I tweeted something and there were some digs, hardcore digs. But you know what? Like,
let me see those.
I will. But the fact that they responded, like, really though, like. If we bust balls, then they can bust balls back. And we don't know what the measurements are for that, the rules about busting balls. So some people go crazy on there. And so I have to tell myself, all right, at least they responded or you caused some emotion with them. There was some emotion caused, whether you pissed them off or they pissed you off. There was some emotion exchanged instead of just life being, I like the waters to be choppy every once in a while.
And sometimes the ones who make you mad wind up being the ones you like the most later.
Yeah, that's true.
Or the ones you make angry are the ones who wind up liking you the most later.
That's true. That brings us to our next email, trg@933theplanetrocks.com. We're doing the mail sack. This one's to me. Dear Matt Man, I'm ashamed in you. Not of me, but in you.
And ashamed in.
I'm ashamed in you. And I know you'll make fun of me if you read this on the sack.
Already started.
That poor guy asked you what you wanted your radio legacy to be, and all you said was you want to be the first radio guy to say the S word or the T word for boobs. That's really sad. I've been a life... It can't be lifelong.
Well, you don't know, maybe 16 years old.
I've been a lifelong fan, but I'm really disappointed in that, and you, P1, rather not say because you'll make fun of me more.
Aw, oh, come on.
You have to understand the point of view on that. The point of view is, I'm 43. I don't want to be, and I think you, I don't know how old you are. You might be 15, 16. You might be 50-something.
Might be 50, 16.
But don't you feel like an absolute nut or a goofball that you can say boobies, but you can't say the T word? And that's all I'm looking for. Like, really, is an explanation.
Did he want some grandiose thing like, some unattainable thing like you want to create world peace by making jokes on the radio?
Yeah.
Because that'd be dumb to say, too.
Like, I like the Toys for Tots thing. I love that we've, through you, been able to make a bunch of kids have Christmases. But, like, censorship really in 2018 is a big problem still. That we just kind of think, well, just because they let all the violence and nudity in movies and stuff, like, censorship, and I'm not talking about pornography.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the dulling down of... You can say boobies and tatas,
yes.
But you can't say the other T word. It's stupid.
Yeah.
And then the S word. I guarantee you if there was an app and it could listen to you, and there probably is, this has been invented. How many times you say certain cuss words throughout the day? It would astonish you how many times you say the S word. But then we consider it to be this profane thing. And that's the change I'd like to make, is an explanation of the so-called rules of censorship.
Yeah, and as far as things like, I would like to enrich your life, I would like to lift you up somewhat in your life on a day-to-day basis, that's kind of hard to do behind a microphone. That's something you can only do to people like one-on-one, kind of people you actually know and interact with. Then you can do things like that. But from behind a microphone, it's a lot harder to have that kind of impact on someone. That's more of a personal thing.
But it's nice to know if you do that, though.
Oh, it is. It's very nice to know if you can have that effect. But it's, you know, it's not quite the same thing. That's why I can't disagree with what you said. Because sure, that'd be fun.
Well, it would be more lax. I think you'd have more enriched conversation because you don't have this. And there's certain words that I don't prefer. Fat Boy will get a jab in on me here, but there's certain words that I don't prefer, but there's no explanation for these other words. So as far as legacy goes, I'd like an explanation for all of society, not just radio, but like television. You can't say it on local programming. It's stupid.
Nah.
That's the holding down. That's the dumbing down effect. It's like You can take your finger and hold down an image on whatever you're looking at and then drag it to Amazon, and they by image can search that product for you. Now, if they can do that, can't they censor out certain pictures through Google image search? Like, or if they're, let's say, anti-Trump and you Facebook a Trump picture, they can keep that out of everybody's timelines because it's image censorship?
Oh, they could, yeah.
If they can recognize it, they can certainly take it out.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And I don't like that everybody thinks we're so wild and free with language and stuff now. Man, no, it's not. It's dumbing down. I know you can get away with saying it, and we have. People are texting. You've gotten away without it for there's no reason for it. That's all I'm saying. You want one more? I got you.
Do one more.
It just, and I'll ask management. I'll say, hey, what is the reason for this? I don't know. It's wild. I'll read this one verbatim. For many years, John Boy and Billy have been my go-to ride to work. But lately, I've been tuning into your show more often. And although JB&B will always have a special place in my heart, you all are my new radio royalty. Thanks for the laughs and Merry Christmas. Unsigned. Why wouldn't you sign it? It makes it look like we made it up if you don't sign it. John Doe.
Why do they get a special place?
Because they probably grew up with them. It's like, you know, Care Bears for nine.
Yeah,
they have a special place in his heart, but he's not currently collecting them or buying them anymore.
No,
it's kind of that.
I will never do that again.
All right,
I quit that like 6-8 months ago.
But he's wearing a Deadpool T-shirt today, riding Deadpool's riding a unicorn with a rainbow behind it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Is that a political statement?
No, it's just Deadpool doing Deadpool things.
TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. You get to wear that because it's your birthday.
I wear this anytime I want.
By God.
Damn.
I almost wore Bart Simpson, but I went with Deadpool instead.
Did you think about that? It's my birthday. I want to wear this shirt today.
Yeah, I gave it a little bit of thought. What shirt do I want to wear today? What's my birthday T-shirt going to be? Because it's definitely a T-shirt.
It'd be photographed more. You want to look good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a little break. More of the sack right after this. Also, emails.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
We're going back into the sack?
Yep.
TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. TRG... planetrocks.com. Let's go to this one. Guys, is it bad that I know how your games are going to go just based on how the people sound on the phone when they come on? I knew as soon as I heard Spellenberg the other day that neither one of those dudes would know how to spell anything. I get excited when you announce a game because I can't wait to hear the voices playing them, especially if it's like Hot or Not or something where a woman has to be sexy because they don't know how to lie and really play the game. If you play that game, I hear each one of those women sound like they smoke 2 packs a day. Then I know they're going to be awful at sounding sexy, and that in itself makes for a great game. I guess my question is, how do you find these people? Keep it up, though. I can't wait for the next one. P1, go, pack, go. We answer the phones. That's it.
We answer the phone.
There's no casting call.
Fatboy does most of the answering, but sometimes we'll answer some if he's out of the room doing stuff.
God, man, that's what you want to look for. You want to look for somebody that's
there. Hello there.
That's how he answers it.
Yeah, it is. Every time.
I try to find, I'll say it. I try to find people that sound stupid. If they call. Which, I mean, look, I know it's kind of a open-ended thing, but look, sometimes they just jump out at you.
But other times, when it's a fast-paced game like 5 and 10 a moment ago, you literally will answer say, okay, what's your name? Where are you calling from? There's no, like, major in. But if it's like a one-on-one situation.
Try to pick through a little.
As the producer, you have to have. Paige, you're an actor. What do you call that? When you're looking for that role, it is a.
Motivation.
No. You're looking to cast that role.
That's why people, it's funny when they get creative and try to pass the phone off or disguise their voice.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, there's bunches of ways to cheat at our games, for sure.
We've had people change up the way their name displays. Like, if their name was on the caller ID, they'd change it to where it just says wireless caller.
I know.
Trying to hide their identity from us. So now we got to try to remember their phone number, which is impossible.
Quit hacking it.
Now, don't say who this was or allude to it, but there's somebody who calls and plays a lot of games. The other day, they were calling on 2 separate lines somehow. I don't even know how that's possible, Paige, that he was calling, she or he or them were calling using the same phone number on two different lines. I don't know how that's possible, but they were calling twice.
It's blown my mind.
I don't know. But they went on. They get on a lot to play.
Mm-hmm.
They figured it out. This is titled Pigskin Punishment. If Nine or Matt Man lose, you should make them get a real embarrassing tattoo. Something like Fat Boy Rules the Planet or something. Jack from Taylor's. Awful idea.
What would that even look like? Is it a picture of me with a thumb up?
You know, my Lord, after, especially when it comes to us, the guys. I mean, Paige, again, the payoff was there. That was one everybody enjoyed, though. We've pointed that out. If you haven't seen it yet, text WILD to 72341. Only one I in that. I know I put like four in it just now. WILD.
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 You think they're like, Jack, you're late to the meeting. He's like, hang on. I got to fire off this email real quick.
Something like, I don't know, Fat Boy Rules the Planet or something. This is a good one. This one, talk about member berries. Hey, guys, I was just sitting here thinking about getting my first computer for Christmas. It had Windows 3.0 on it, where you have a home screen that's like somebody's computer room in a very 90s house. Anyway, I'm now a programmer, so I guess that Christmas changed my life in a bunch of ways. Besides just introducing me to ski-free, Minesweeper, and Encarta, a.k.a. porn.
You don't know what you just did. I'm going to sit here and play ski-free till 10 o'clock now.
Oh, no.
I love you guys. Listen, every day for about 7 years now, if I miss a show, I get that podcast. Did any of you ever get a Christmas present that actually changed your life a little bit? I'd really be curious to know. Was it the Muppets drum set, Matt Man? Is that the reason you're not in a band right now? P1 Burley Sue.
Oh, man.
I love the most. You can tell creative people by their P1 names a lot.
Yeah.
Was
it the Muppets drum set, Matthew?
That didn't change. As a parent, that just made me look back and laugh. Yeah. I got a Muppets drum set when this was Pomil days, so I mean, I was very young, and Angel was born, so I would say I was like 5, 6, 7, somewhere around there. I got a Muppets drum set, just like the one that freaking Animal played.
Yeah.
And, after the first of the year, it just disappeared. And there was no explanation. And I just forgot about it somehow until I started looking at pictures. And I was like, Mama, whatever happened to it? She's like, oh, I don't know. Whatever happened to that feel? And he's like, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
They got rid of it because I was banging it too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looking back now, they got rid of it. So
that's a bad idea.
4 or 5 years ago, I mentioned that ad nauseum on the radio at one particular week. And Mary went out, couldn't find the Muppets one. But like 5 years ago, bought me a Spider-Man drum set, a children's size one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still play it?
I still play it to this day. I play, I'm the drummer in Fred's Uncle Can't Kick.
Yeah, you are.
That's right.
You are.
Yeah.
And you do some vocals as well.
Jimmy, I would say the internet changed your life, but did you get that for Christmas?
No, the computer was just something my dad bought. And
that in itself is odd, knowing your daddy, that he would buy a computer.
The fall of the year, yeah. Well, I'd been bugging him about it for a long time because I wanted Encarta, a.k.a. porn.
Yeah.
You didn't want to look at the pipes go all over the screen?
Yeah, that was great, man. That was a great screensaver. But I like the one even more where you're flying through space looking at all the stars, Star Wars or something.
That's how I learned to type. Thank you, Mavis Beacon.
I don't know how it changed my life, at least not for the better. But one I remember the best is when I got my Super Nintendo for Christmas. Man, that was awesome. Because I was born in 1984. Matter of fact, this day in 1984, I was born.
Oh, that's right. It's your birthday.
It is. So I was like borderline too young to really enjoy NES.
Yeah.
You know, original Nintendo. Yeah. They call it
now. You like BDS?
Yeah. M.
M.
But but the Super Nintendo is when I really got into playing games. I just remember that Christmas very vividly.
Yeah, you did.
Playing Super Mario World and Madden on Super Nintendo. I remember all that stuff really well.
Do you have the NES before, or the SNES before the computer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. The computer we got in, like, 1995. The Super Nintendo I got in, like, 91.
You wasn't playing Wolfenstein 3D like I was, then.
Let's see.
Did you play that, Fat Boy?
No, I played the one they just brought back.
It's like a Jewish werewolf or something.
I played the one a couple years ago.
That was great.
Yeah, I guess I got that for Christmas in 1991 because it came out August 23rd, 1991 in the States.
Reader Rabbit. Hell yeah, I remember that. People were texting in our computer games. Reader Rabbit. That was great.
I'm playing Minesweeper right now. It's new.
Stop it. Don't get on the internet. Listen to the damn show.
Don't do that.
And start playing Ski Free and all that.
down that rabbit hole.
Ski Free is still a great game, though. I love Ski Free when the abominable snowman comes out and gets you.
Yeah. Skeet, 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 skeet. All right, let's get back into the sack. TRG at 9-3. Oh, excuse me. What am I doing? Paige, did you get any Christmas presents that changed your life? Sorry.
I think the best one that I ever had was my dad was actually flown in to see us.
Yes.
And he brought me just like this really pretty.
Her dad was an airplane.
No, he's a Marine. Oh. Yes. He brought me a locket.
Oh, was a photo of you with him inside or you and him inside?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
And I still have it. So it meant a lot to me. I think that was probably the best Christmas present I ever had.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. And to see him, you know, the whole thing at the airport where you run and kiss your dad is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
Oh, it is.
If you're a girl, yeah.
Yeah. Fat boy, I know there's not going to be an honest answer with this. You're thinking right now to be all
ready and... When I was 13, I got the Fender guitar, and then somebody stole it.
Did that change your life?
Yeah, I was playing it good for like 2 months. Okay. I was taking guitar lessons at the music maker in town.
Yeah,
and my neighbor took it.
Should have went to Pecknell.
And his mom just died recently, and I didn't feel bad for him. So
God,
he can go to hell. He's in and out of jail too because for armed robbery.
Listen to this.
Well, he stole a guitar when he was a kid. So
yeah.
And his mom just died, and you're not sorry for him because he stole your guitar when you were 13.
I don't know. You're right. You know what? I knew he had it, too.
Just fell off.
I knew he had it.
Oh, boy.
I could see it in his closet. But then again, that's when you're a young kid. You're kind of not assertive. You're not really pushy. And he had his big buddy there with him. And what am I going to do, grab it and run?
What if the guitar was your Muppets drum set and your mom hid the guitar like they hid my drum set?
She gave it away.
And you thought all these years, dude stole it, but it was really Mama Ellenberg. Big Mama took it.
Nah, I know he took it. I saw it in his house.
Play along.
We're learning so much about Fatboy right now. Are we not, man?
Yeah.
We're learning so much about
remember the MySpace photo
disposition and his attitude towards everybody. Like you haven't trusted people since that dude stole that guitar, and that's been over 20 years ago.
I could have been in a local band now. I could have been opening up the show Thursday.
Yeah,
hey kitten,
I would have been good. I would have been so good.
But and I'm not being facetious. But why not pick it up now?
What's the point? I'm going to do it for fun.
How old are you? 33, 4, or 5?
2. I can't make any money doing it now.
How old are you? 36?
Do you have 7? To do it to make 37. Money? Though?
I think he's 36.
I don't know anymore. To make money? No. You know what? I'm not even going to say it.
Come on. You're going to say it anyway.
Pick up the guitar. Put down the cheeseburger.
It's just not that interesting now. Plus, I mean, look, man. It's hard for me to do my hand even like that. That hurts.
What about if you...
I can't finger it right. You got to curl your hand around. I mean, come on.
You got sausage fingers, and it's really hard to play guitar with sausage fingers. It is.
This should be the name of your book.
Sausage fingers?
I can't finger it right. I think that's the one to go with.
Hey, Fatty, we put it on the website?
God, man.
You're such a quitter.
God, that sucks.
I know. It was his fault. It was your fault, Michael.
I don't want to sound like Gary Vee here, but don't give up on it.
Your fault, Michael. Just like when you got in trouble for riding the go-kart down the highway. You dip blank.
Don't give up.
I know you look in the mirror and see that beard and you're like, oh, I don't have much time left. But, dude, you will.
Maybe.
You try to tell me Roger stole it, Michael. I know you stole
everything. He caused you to gain weight.
If you look at the fat boy's beard, you would think we got 11 inches of snow, but now it's gray hair.
I really want to beat that guy up now.
I can tell.
And he grew up to be a little man.
You harbor so much resentment over this guitar,
put his head
man.
Through a wall.
He grew up to be a little man.
Yeah.
And he did his hand. Like,
yeah.
So bad.
Like, the resentment is shocking, man. You need to talk to somebody about this besides us, because we're just going to laugh at you.
You 5-foot criminal. Have fun.
You're killing me, Small.
Have fun eating on the peanut butter and apple sauce sandwiches. Oh,
this is deeper than it seems, y'all.
You miniature adult.
You little Johnston.
You got a big nose, too, dummy.
Oh, my goodness.
I like to make it a lot bigger.
Make you do a lot of cocaine. All right.
Well.
The truth is another email. That felt good, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I still want to
Let's go out on that note, then.
Yeah.
Let's go out on that note. Because time's against us, and I'd rather do that than this next one that I was going to read to Downer anyway. So it was about Paige.
All
right, I'm kidding. It wasn't about you. It's a joke. All right. It's Jimmy's birthday. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
Rock at work.
Network. A 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:48. Today's a big damn day.
Yeah,
because a lot of you got the day off. A lot of you got the day out of school. It's also Jimmy Jack's birthday. It's the big day.
I was going to think it's a holiday now. No work, no school.
Hey, I'd support that. I need to get the mail today, though.
By the way, they open at 1 p.m. today.
Oh, wow.
What time's your appointment?
2?
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be good then. I can't take you to that. That's after I'm long gone.
I wasn't expecting you to.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, if they don't open until if they don't open till 1, what about all those 8 o'clock appointments?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
They're going to push you back.
My appointment won't be till 8 p.m. tonight.
We're going to go on a 5-hour delay for some reason here.
Is there any way you can use our internet doctor?
Yeah, well, it says it's for a doctor's appointment. They said this appointment cannot be canceled online. To cancel, please call. And I do, and I've been on hold for 48 minutes.
Why is a doctor like booking a flight?
I don't know. This one's one, though, is like booking a top-tier hooker. Like, you got to book in advance. This is my big one, the neurology. For the for the seizures.
Oh, yeah.
Just look at your brain, buddy.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll get to go to that, too, for that. That'd be important.
Well, I hope to God, too.
Can I ask a question of the three of you?
We did not get you a gift.
I don't care. I don't care.
Fine.
I don't
we
expect
did.
Presents.
Watch your bird.
You get the last hour of the show off.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'll take off.
Paige.
See y'all tomorrow.
That'd be a great gift.
That was jealous as hell.
Well, you got one coming up in April, May, June, somewhere.
Yeah. If you tell us when, you can get it.
All right. What's the question for the three of us? Has Fatboy decided to go to the company Christmas party? No.
Anybody want to trade?
Sure, I'll get asked again.
What? Trey, what?
Names. Christmas names, I mean.
Why? I mean, hold on. Let me think of the direction. I have you. Paige has me. You have Fatboy.
Yeah, I do. And I have selected for Fatboy a really good gift for Fatboy. Uh-huh. But the fact it's a really good gift for Fatboy, it's still like a crap present. And I know people are just going to give me hell about it. Because it isn't like a really good gift, even though it's the perfect gift for Fatboy,
yep.
Who is impossible to buy for.
Trade him up. Swap him.
Get him a new Kleiner.
No. I would never buy anybody a recliner. Dude, I tell you, I don't like recliners.
I don't either.
I do not care for a recliner. You will never see a recliner in a home of mine.
Why, does it put you right to sleep?
No, it's uncomfortable.
They pull his ear.
Cumbersome, uncomfortable, stupid piece of furniture that don't need to exist.
Come sit on my sack. I got a love sack.
This I don't like
things
those
great.
Smack him, take his nose, something.
Yeah.
Don't like a recliner.
Got your nose.
I don't.
You're not going to like a remote control.
That's coming from a dude who had spine surgery, but I do not like a recliner. Usually people who had back surgery love a recliner, but no, I just don't care for it.
Right. Will you write down what you've... well, that's not... I want to react candidly on when we do the gift.
What's the weight limit on a love sack?
There's not one.
As big as you are.
Come on.
I know it can take at least three people at once.
Would you would let me sit on it? You feel that confident with it?
But not with clothes.
remember
the old round chair?
Yeah.
Jesus Christmas.
That thing was woof.
Jimmy?
All those dudes.
Yes, sir.
You can't trade with me, so the only person you could trade with would be Paige.
Yeah. And who? Paige has Matt?
Yeah.
I already got your gift, though.
Oh, okay.
Mine?
Yes.
I haven't gotten it yet. I was going to get it today.
So do you want to trade and give Matt's gift to Fatboy?
Fatboy has Paige.
Yep.
You already bought her. You have not bought her.
No, I'm going to get it today.
You would still have to.
I need to leave it.
Somebody's going to the Easley Walmart in a little bit.
I need to leave at 9:50 to go get it. It's a popular item. It might sell out.
It's embargoed.
Even in the snow.
Goodness.
What are you getting her, milk and bread?
No, but you know what? There was a whole lot of milk in stock and eggs, too.
I went to Publix yesterday. There was, like, no meat, no vegetables on the shelves. I was like, God. I said to the guy, God, y'all got ravaged. He's like, no, we actually put it in the freezer and stuff because the power went out. I was like, oh yeah.
What kind of rib is this?
I thought they just got ravaged. Fucking like been rioted in.
You got no meat if you got no meat.
You know, I don't know how I feel about that because it's kind of a challenge to buy for somebody you don't know how to buy for.
It's always a challenge to buy for Fatboy. He's like the hardest one in the room.
And there's got
to
be
to buy for.
And part of the fun in doing the gift, because I remember years ago, people said, why do you do the gifts on the air? And I said, because you don't understand. It shows a lot about the person who's giving it.
Yes, it does.
It's just, it's good.
How is this so hard?
And I selected the perfect gift, but I'm looking at it like, this is really this?
I was interested to see what Paige would give me. Because, this is going to be bad.
Come on.
Nine knows me better, so I think the gift might be better from Nine, but Paige has already bought mine, so you can't change.
She could give yours to Fat Boy and the gift as well.
Would it apply to Fat Boy if you gave the gift to him, Paige?
Nothing does.
Not necessarily. Jesus, he may not like it.
He doesn't like anything.
Do you guys spend?
I asked for a double-headed one.
Like, buying a gift for Fat Boy is a waste of money, because whatever it is, he isn't going to like it or appreciate it. It'll sit on his desk until it rots.
A desk, a lot of people see a handful. How much time do you guys spend doing this? It sounds like you spend hours on end researching the perfect gift.
I didn't know up until last week's conversation, because I said I don't know what to buy Nine, because every time he mentions something he wants, he goes and buys it. I mean, not that he's made out of money, but...
No.
Hey, he is.
You know.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. A little bit, but not fully.
Mm-hmm.
So
from the waist down.
Some P1s gave me some good advice, and then Jimmy kind of put some out there, you know? So I went out that evening and I purchased his gift that day.
I could count on one hand how many minutes it took me to think of it and how many it's going to take to buy it.
For Paige?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm real easy.
Is it going to be a ball buster or a nice one?
Not to be a gift.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to spend money to quote unquote bust balls.
Right.
So, I mean, if I got to fork some bucks out, it's going to be a gift.
So, okay. So then I guess it's no. Unless Paige just wants to give me a gift also.
If she's smart, she would.
She should just give your gift to Fat Boy, because he's not going to like whatever he gets anyway.
You missed my birthday in October.
My birthday.
We all missed your birthday in October.
I missed my birthday in October.
Why don't we, what's the
St. Francis celebrated it, though.
That's the Chinese Christmas, is that what it's called?
Circle jerk.
Let's do that, then.
That's the other thing.
You're the dog.
I'm fine with that.
You swap gifts around? Dirty Santa?
That's,
Dirty Santa.
That's Suicide Christmas. What is that called?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
Hot potato? You know what it is, where you stop passing it around.
I don't know.
You
There's
can't
too,
do
too
it.
Many names.
But I could tell you something to... I could tell you something about Fat Boy, Jimmy, if you really need some help.
I found the perfect gift for him. I just have to buy it.
Can I see it on your screen?
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
What about the gift?
That too. All right, let me get out of my private photos and go over here and show you this.
Oh, you have pictures of your privates?
No.
Let's see.
No, it's pictures of low-ranking military officers. Actually, not officers.
Oh, wow. It says, hello, James.
I'm going to. Hang on.
Oh.
See, now you're going to get mad at yourself Thursday or Friday whenever we do it, and you're not going to see it.
Hang on, I have...
Let's move away, Paige, because there's some items in there maybe he doesn't want us to see.
Mm-hmm.
Four-headed? Why are you four-headed?
Wow. Sorry, I had a Ninja Turtle order I had to cancel.
You do use it all at once?
You Michelangelo, you spin it around?
I got in this thing. Or I'm going to get in this thing.
Is that a sex toy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Would you like that gift, Matt? Because you're looking at it.
Matt would hate it.
That's a dead giveaway. Don't say that. I might would like it. I could find uses for that.
You might like it, but you would hate that very one.
I could find uses for that.
Hmm. Is this something that's repurposable?
Nope. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it is. You can use this for a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. I think Jimmy's pulling the wool over my eyes. I don't think that's the real gift.
That is. That's the real gift.
It is the real gift?
Look at the price tag on the damn thing.
Wow, golly.
I'm telling you, man.
You think very little of him.
Would that function as a re-gift for somebody else?
Oh, that was the shipping price. Golly.
No.
Wow.
It's something that's right in your wheelhouse.
I didn't know those were his initials.
You're getting him a couch.
God. It's like a John Stamos fleshlight. I don't know what to guess.
They do have this really cool $900 chair I want from Amazon, but I can't afford that.
All right. So
just wait a couple days.
No switcheroos.
Okay, fine. Well, he's getting that then.
But the one thing that I did ask is that we do the gift exchange on Thursday, because my gift, I want to be able to be, I don't want to give too much away. The gift that I'm giving, uh-huh, I want that person to be able to enjoy it if they want to at the Planet's Not So Silent Night concert later that evening.
That's great.
If we waited till Friday, it'd be like, well, the moment missed, you know?
What do we do now?
All right. So we got that hammered out. Here's what's not hammered out. Who lost this past weekend? Talking about an individual team, but what member of the Rise Guys lost Pigskin Picks? We'll find out together, because I really don't know right after this.
The Planet.
You guys are great!
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
Love how they slam on people. It's always the best.
Good show, man.
Thank God for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks. Let's.